Welcome back to the Kingdom Dynamics podcast. Today, God is just encouraging your spirit and he wants to impart faith to you. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Now that word of God is a person. And this is the contention we have in this physical realm, that God could be one of us, that he could walk with us. You know, Jesus Christ is a man and he is God. And Romans, when you read it, you realize that he is wanting to impart everything that he has. And this is the message today, that God is surprising. God surprised the devil when he was risen from the dead. The devil thought that he had crucified God and won. The Bible says that had the devil known, he would never have crucified our Lord. Jesus surprised people in choosing the unschooled, unlearned people, the fishermen, those 12 disciples. No one expected God to choose. And today, he's continuing to surprise people all over the world. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, and he loves to turn up unexpected. Now, these things shouldn't be. We shouldn't be surprised that God loves us, but we, through experience, encounter God in new ways. And I don't want you to limit God. I don't want you to put him in a box. I want you to give him permission, because I believe that, you know, Daniel says that the enemy shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Daniel 7:25. And Paul said, don't grow tired and don't grow weary in doing good. And I believe that we just need an increase in our faith. I don't think like that normally. I expect, you know, that I have a measure of faith. I don't need a lot of faith. But today God is imparting faith. And faith is confidence. 1 John says that we have confidence that everything we ask in his name, that he's going to give it to us today. There's nothing that he doesn't want to give you if it's according to his will. And this is the secret of faith, is you come under his word. When you repent, when you turn from your sins and accept God and believe in God, you are coming into alignment with his will. You're coming into alignment with his word. God sent his word and he healed us. God showed the world that he loves the world by giving his son. There is no question about God's love because of what he physically did. And what I realized is that God is not limiting any one of us. The limitations are your placing. They're placed on you internally and externally, but it's never God. God has poured out his spirit without measure. God has given you his son. He's given everyone his son. He said, eat me, eat my body, drink my blood. In other words, I give myself to you. God said that he so loved the world that he gave. So God is in the process of giving. He's giving us the Holy Spirit. He's pouring out the Spirit without measure. It is on us to receive. It's our ability to receive according to the sower of the word. He is sowing the word today in our hearts. Here it says in 1 John 5:14, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. So God has extended his love. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they've done. God has reconciled the world to himself, not holding man's sins against them. This is all scripture. So you are already forgiven. You're already accepted. You're already forgiven. You're already invited. You're already called. Everyone is called, but few are chosen. Because the few that are chosen are those who align themselves. And there is no better analogy, there is no better example than to come under an umbrella. If it's raining and you want to stay dry, you can talk about umbrellas, you can be holding an umbrella, but unless you open it and unless you stand under it, it is completely ineffective. And there is a covering for you today of glory. There's a covering of faith. There's a covering of God. There is no better covering than to be covered by God. He is the shelter that keeps you safe. And he wants to turn up in your life in unexpected ways. The troubles that are around you. As I said, the devil is trying to wear out the saints. Jesus said, "Will I find faith on the earth when I return?" Faith is the antidote for these troubles. Jesus said, "You will have troubles, but although I have overcome the world." Even though in the world you will have trouble, lo, I have overcome the world. So today, the invitation is to come under him. To come under him. Bring your cares. Bring your concerns. Cast your cares upon the Lord. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things, through prayer and supplication, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. That is under the umbrella. Don't live out in the rain. Don't live out in the storm. It's actually in the eye of the storm when you can see the sky. You can see the face of your Father. We don't live by sight. We live by faith. And there's one even greater than faith, and he is love. There's a place of ascending in God where he brings you up into himself, into the Father. So God, right now, we just pray and we give you permission to take over our lives, to take over our circumstances. We thank you for the faith that is imparted. We thank you for the faith that is transferred, Lord, even like the grandmother of Timothy, the faith was transferred. We can stir up our faith. We can have a gift of faith. Faith comes by hearing the word. Oh, Lord. You know, but the response of faith, according to James, is action. And even the response to this message today, to the pulling of the Spirit, is to come under him today. Just say, God, I surrender. I submit. I don't know it all. I need your help. There are areas of your life that God is wanting to lead you into a battle. He's wanting to lead you into an encounter. He's wanting to lead you into confrontation. Some of the unexpected, surprising ways and places that you go are ordained because your steps are ordered by the Lord. And sometimes he'll lead you into unusual places. But remember, you're carrying that umbrella with you. He's with you in those places. You can't do it. You can't do it. Jesus couldn't do it. He couldn't go to that cross without the Father leading him and guiding him and encouraging him and the angels strengthening him and visiting him and him having the word of God. I believe Jesus was quoting Psalm 23 when he was on the cross. You know, he's thinking, I'm actually standing here in a psalm. He was saying, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You know what I'm saying? Like Jesus Christ, he came under the Father. He submitted to the Father. He came under the umbrella. and the power of God, the strength of God was with him all the days of his life. So Lord, we just receive the faith. We receive the faith. Oh Lord, murabarele bishidi bikidi barana masere bishidi bara. Yes, God says, I clothe you with power. I clothe you with power. And what he's trying to say through me and to me is that there are so many mysteries in the Bible. There's so much more that the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to you and I. Jesus said, you can't receive what I want to tell you. He said, but when the Holy Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth. And the Holy Spirit is wanting to guide you into all truth. There's so much more. There's so much more. There's so much more. Now Christ lives his life in you. And even though your body may be dead because of the effects of sin, his life-giving spirit imparts life to you because you are fully accepted by God. And that's what I'm trying to say, is that your experience in this life will be contrary to the word of God. Your experience in this life will tell you that you're not accepted, will tell you that God is not for you. It'll tell you that things are too difficult, that God let you down. He didn't answer your prayer because of delay and disappointment. Your soul will mislead you. Your body will disappoint you. You know, but the word of God will never fail. This is where maturity comes, when you begin to live your life based on the rock. That's what Jesus said. If you build your life based on my words, the storms of life will never affect you. You're going to be like a house built upon brick, on the rock. Don't believe your bank account, your feelings, your emotions. You have got to make your decisions based on what he has already said. And that comes back full circle to what I was saying about faith and weariness. You know, the devil's trying to wear you out. Because how does he wear you out? Through lies. How does he wear you out? Through circumstances. He amplifies things that are contrary to the word of God. I said he amplifies things that are contrary to the word of God. He says things like, oh, that prayer you prayed, see, God never answered that. You know, that business decision that failed, that person who disappointed you, that sore knee that never went away, whatever it is, he's mocking God. But I'm telling you, it's constant. It is through the media, it's through the education, the government, it's through your circumstances. Even Christians can be taken captive, according to the Bible, to do the devil's will. Blemishes in your love feast, clouds without rain, for whom is reserved the blackest of darkness. So these are Christians. There are people who are false prophets, false teachers. And Paul said, if anyone preaches any other gospel than my gospel. And we must be like Acts chapter 2, where it says they were devoted to the apostles' teaching, which was Christ-centric. Jesus Christ is enough. Jesus Christ is enough. And the full circle is that the word of God is enough. The full circle is that the weariness is speaking against the word of God. And the word of God is a person. The word of God is the Holy Spirit, who is wanting to lead you into more truth. If you're born again, you have the anointing from the Father that is teaching you. He wants to unveil revelation to you. He wants to unveil more of himself. He wants to surprise you. So Holy Spirit, we give you permission today We give you permission today to surprise us with who we are and what we have. Romans 8:17, and since we are his true children, we qualify to share all his treasures. God wants to share his treasures with you. For indeed, we are heirs of God himself. God is yours. You're not just God's, but God is also yours. And since we are joined to Christ, we also inherit all that he is and all that he has, including his suffering. We inherit all that Jesus is. We will also experience being co-glorified with him, provided that we accept his sufferings as our own. That's amazing, isn't it? For he knew all about us, verse 29, before we were born, and he destined us from the beginning to share the likeness of his son. Don't we share the likeness of his son? Don't we look like Jesus? Doesn't the psalmist say that when we see him, we will be like him? Jesus is the oldest among a vast family of brothers and sisters who will become just like him. God is transforming you and I into the image of Christ. If we would just yield to the pressure, yield to the faith, yield to the Father, come under that umbrella, agree with his word, because God's going to be forming and forging you into the image of Christ. It's through pressure. It's through the refiner's fire. Oh, and that's the end of this message today, Lord. We give you permission, Lord, for the refiner's fire. We give you permission, Lord, for the refiner's fire. Yes, Lord God, you're winnowing fork. Lord God, you are like a refiner's fire. Zechariah 13:9, and I will bring the third part through the fire, and I will refine them as silver is refined, and I will try them as gold is tried. And they shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. 1 Peter 1:7, the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, because you and I are going to appear with him. We are going to appear with him. Yes, Lord, we give you permission to take our hands. Lord, we give you permission to take us up a notch, up a level. Lord God, we have a high and upward calling in Christ Jesus. We go from glory to glory, and we give you permission, Lord, to take us to the next level of glory, Lord. Your glory revealed in us and through us. The way it happens, guys, is we die to ourselves. We die to our opinion. God's ultimate goal for you and I is that we would totally agree with him to the point where we only speak his word. We only say his word. We only do his word. And we only think his word. If you can be in agreement with God, how much can he use you and flow through you? But he even flows through our weakness. Holy, holy. There's no one, I'm telling you, wow. There's no one in the body of Christ who's not being disciplined right now, because he disciplines those he loves. And I can just feel the refiner's fire is all around us. His fire is surrounding the church. He's burning us because he's transforming us into his image. It's the wrinkles of the bride of Christ are being burnt out like an iron is hot and is able to remove the wrinkles from the garment. I can't predict the future, but there must be there's a timing in this. He's really preparing his church to go through the narrow way, to go through the eye of the needle. Oh, Lord, we give you permission to increase the fire, Lord, burn us, Lord, finish the work that you've done. Ha yeah, that's it, that's it. Colossians chapter 1, Lord. Is it? No, Philippians chapter 4, but hang on. That you would complete. Yeah, Philippians, Lord, you would complete. Philippians chapter 1, that you would complete the good work that you begun in us, Lord. Pour on more petrol, Lord, more fire, more Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, give us the grace to finish the race, Lord God. Give us the faith to walk through that narrow way. At the end of the day, only Jesus fits through the narrow way. We've got to be him. We've got to be him. We've got to be like him. We've got to be transformed into his image through the washing of the water of the word. We've got to die to ourselves. We've got to lose ourselves, our own lives. Jesus said, if you hate your life, then you can follow me. Really, we've got to get to the point where we no longer live, but Christ is living in us. And the life we now live in the flesh, we live by faith in the Son of God. But don't worry, he's got a lot of help for you. He's got people to around, surround you, encourage you, equip you, angels to support you and strengthen you and work with you. The Father is, and Jesus is interceding for you at the right hand of the Father. He's given you the keys to the kingdom. He's given you the Holy Spirit. He's given you his armor. It's his armor that you're wearing, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. You have a high and upward calling. And your steps are ordered by the Lord. So you don't have to worry. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. You just take one step at a time and you call out to him, Abba, Father. You don't have to be God. You don't have to know everything he knows, but you do have his mind. You do have his spirit, and he will give you what you need. He will give you what you need today. He will give you what you are asking. You know, when you realize that you've inherited God and he's inherited you, and you're communing with God and he's communing with you, and you can ask anything according to his name. You can ask the Father directly in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, no, we're not going to stop, devil. You shut up. We give you all the glory, God. We give you all the glory, God. We give you all the honor. He gets all the praise. All the praise goes to the Father of lights. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for the amazing plan of redemption. Thank you that we're going to make it, Lord. We're all going to make it to the other side, Lord, as we abide in you, Lord. We abide in you, Lord. We can't do it on our own. Forgive us. Thank you for exposing the areas where we are still striving in our own strength. Your yoke is easy, God. Your burden is light as we walk step in step with you, hand in hand with you. Thank you for deliverance, Lord, today. Thank you for deliverance. There it is. There it is. There it is. Some of the Klingons are leaving you right now. It's actually as you rest in him. You don't need those demonic spirits anymore. Not that you consciously knew that you needed them or wanted them, but as your soul is healed, as you relax, as you agree with God and abide in his word, your soul, you don't need those things anymore. You don't need to protect yourself. You're not working it in your own strength. That's right. Oh, Larabek, you don't. Sometimes we don't realize that we're operating in witchcraft if we're trying to control people. It's Galatians. You know, because of your own wounds, because of your own hurt, you're trying to do things in your own strength. And you're avoiding people, you're avoiding situations, and it can actually become a demonic thing because you end up partnering with demonic spirits that offer their support. Get behind me, Satan, said Jesus to Peter. Thank you, Lord. Not that you're possessed by a demon, but as your soul is healed, as you come into the image of Christ, you stop controlling people. You stop working in partnership with shame and with blame and with disappointment and with anger. And you start to exhibit the fruits of the Spirit. When you're living in the Spirit, when you're exhibiting the fruits of the Spirit, you can say like Jesus, the devil has nothing in me, because he has no hook. There's nothing in your soul that is vulnerable to manipulation. Didn't you love it? Don't you love it how you read the Gospels? And Jesus was just unaffected by people. He just didn't get affected. He didn't even reply to people who were abusing him. Oh man, we give you the glory, God. I know that it sounds like I'm just rambling sometimes, but the Spirit is able to impart the kingdom to you today. The kingdom is within you. The kingdom is within reach. And Jesus Christ is the King of the kingdom. And the Holy Spirit is the kingdom. Listen, God's ultimate plan is to be to live with you and I on the earth. He wants the invisible God wants to live with visible man on a visible earth. He wants to walk with you. He wants to talk with you. He wants to do life with you. He wants to, it says in Revelation that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And it says, and God's so happy. He says, God, he said, I will live with man. He wants to live with you. He wants to live with you. He wants to live with you. Hallelujah. And what you don't realize is, this demonic world system and the ways of the world that we're not part of, we're in the world but not of the world, the wearing out of the saints is like every bit of it is to stop you from walking with God. Just realize that he wants to walk with you. He wants to lead you and guide you into all truth. Jesus, he said, follow me. You want to walk with God? He's going in that direction and you need to follow him. Do you get it? It's not like, you know, discipleship. Jesus is calling you to follow him. You know, it is, but it's like, what if it's just walking with God? Don't you realize if you want to walk with God, he's not going to follow you, right? You're going to walk together. You're going to walk together, but there's going to be times where obviously you and I are going to have to keep up with him. And here's a message for somebody. He will make you to lie down in green pastures. Somebody said that this week, that it's God who makes you rest. You know, it might feel too hard, too tight sometimes, but don't stop in the middle of the valley of darkness, of the shadow of death. Don't stop there. Keep walking, because don't worry, God will force you to rest. Like Elijah, who was hiding, and God sent an angel and strengthened him three times. And then eventually he said, time to get up and keep walking. You might feel like you haven't had a rest for decades, but I'm telling you that times of refreshing have come. They're here. They're right at the door. Just keep walking until he makes you rest. The summary of today is that the Father wants to strengthen you. He wants to give you faith. He wants you to walk with him. But the other Father, the Father of lies, he's going to try and wear you out, but he has nothing in the spirit because you're hidden in Christ. But he will use your soul, he'll use your flesh, he'll use this physical realm to try to get you out of faith with God, to try to get you out from walking with God, even to try to get you to do it in your own strength or to strive or to be disappointed. He actually has no power. The devil only has power that you give him. And the power that you give him is through agreement. So that's why it comes back full circle to the word. If you know the word, like Jesus who fought the devil with the Bible, you can stay in Christ because you're not easily distracted. You're not easily hooked. Because it doesn't matter about the circumstances. You are healed. You are provided for in through the riches in Christ Jesus, the riches in glory. So you begin to love God, walk with God, and make your decisions based on the word of God and not based on your circumstances. That's how you and I are going to get through the next step. Because I see the church stepping over this world system, this Babylonian system, this we're about to step over. I don't know whether that means into heaven and into glory, or whether that's into some new, you know, season in the earth. But he's preparing the church through the testing, through the fire, to be able to continue. You know, God is never going to give up. He's never going to stop moving forward. Even in heaven, we're not going to be eating grapes on a cloud. We're going to be worshiping. We're going to be praising. We're going to be building. You know, we're going to be doing stuff. It's not going to just end. And he's always moving. He's always, the river is always flowing. The revelation truth is dripping from the high cliffs like honey. He just wants you to be so hungry for that honey that you'd be climbing that cliff of his presence and eating the honey of the revelation truth that he gives according to Psalm 68. Enjoy walking with God today. Approach the throne of grace with confidence. In other words, just go to God. Go to God. Don't go to yourself. Don't go to your circumstances. Yes, there's going to be trials. There's going to be people to deal with, situations, challenges. But you run to God. You walk with him in step. Step by step. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. He's not expecting you to do everything now. But he is inviting you to do it with him. Thank you, Father. Bye for now.